Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
From a jazz musician infused with West Coast cool energy and music that always heals a bit, that was award-winning Malibu, California-based composer and acclaimed pianist Lisa Hilton, with the tune Waltz from Nowhere off her 2019 CD, Chalkboard Destiny. Originally from a small town on California's Central Coast, she studied classical and 20th century piano formally from the age of 8. She was inspired by her great uncle, who was a Dutch piano virtuoso. In college, though, due to the lack of creativity in the music program, she dropped out, switching majors and receiving a degree in art. She eventually made her way back to music and jazz, and her inspirations are Thelonious Monk, Count Basie, Horace Silver, and the great Duke Ellington. She has performed at venues across the United States, from the legendary Carnegie Hall to Chicago's historic Green Mill, and is known for her expressive technique at the piano, as well as her warmth and storytelling on stage. She has gigged with living legends like J.D. Allen, Rudy Royston, Christian McBride, Billy Hart, and so many others. These days, she finds inspiration in the sunny hills and within the fog-dense mornings along the beach. We caught up with her here recently at the show, and she opened up about what she loves about being a musician.
Well, I get to be creative every day. When I'm composing, I sit down at the piano, and it's almost like going on a vacation while you're sitting in one spot. You know, I just start on something, and then hours later, I kind of come up for air, and it feels like I've been off to Never Never Land or off on some kind of vacation.
Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a swinging little town here in the middle of America, featuring the Blue Room off 18 and Vine and the Green Lady Lounge right there off Grand, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, armed and ready with yet another tasty hour of jazz just for you. So here's a tight in the world of modern jazz. Bassist Christian McBride leading his Grammy Award-winning big band on his new album in a tribute to Jimmy Smith, Wes Montgomery, and Oliver Nelson circa 2020. This is the song Night Train as this locomotive moves on. We'll be right back.
Listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
And hide every trace of sadness, although a tear may be ever so near. That's the time you must keep on trying. Smile, what's the use of crying? You see that life is still worthwhile if you just smile. light up your face with gladness, and hide every trace of sadness, although a tear may be ever so near. That's the time you must keep on trying. Smile, what's the use of crying? You see that life is still worthwhile if you just smile. Go ahead and smile. Smile.
That was the Detroit-based T-Bone Paxton and the RJ Spangler Quartet with the tune Smile off their latest 2020 offering, Back in Your Own Backyard. So lifelong buddies RJ Spangler and T-Bone Paxton started working together in 1980 with a very popular band around Detroit called the Sun Messengers. They toured the East Coast, Midwest, and Deep South for a number of years. Back then, T-Bone was awarded a Motor City Music Award for Best Trombonist. And since that time, he's become quite an engaging vocalist. We caught up with T-Bone recently to talk music, and he had some great thoughts like this one.
Creative energy never stops. It's just going to get replaced and displaced and start over again. You know, it's just the nature of creative energy and creative people.
One of T-Bone's influences was big band era singer, songwriter, and actor Hoagy Carmichael. Here's the tune Walking the Dog as we keep all the animals happy around here.
John T-Bone Paxton from Detroit, Michigan, professional trombonist and vocalist, and you are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DeMito.
Thank you.
That was Sao Paulo, Brazil native Dr. Felipe Salles, joined by his Interconnections Ensemble with Coda off his 2020 CD, The New Immigrant Experience, needed and embraced during these times we are living through. And we talked to him recently about this project, and he opened up.
To basically giving voice to people who need a voice, but also trying to, as an artist, contribute to the betterment of society. You know, I think that a lot of the times we don't feel like we can actually do anything as artists. You know, like I was feeling pretty, despaired in the last few years with all the things that were happening and the situation, especially treatment towards immigrants, you know, like myself.
He has been an active musician in the United States since 1995, working with the best, like Randy Brecker, Dave Liebman, Jerry Braganzi, touring extensively in Europe, North and South America, India, and Australia. These days, he has served as a professor of jazz and African American music studies at the University of Massachusetts, Amherst, since 2010. Speaking of influences, here's legendary jazz trumpeter and composer Randy Brecker, joined by his DR Big Band with the song Goldfinger off his 2011 CD, The Jazz Ballad Songbook. On we go, kids. I'm
This is Brian Scarborough, and you are listening to my album Sunflower Song on Neon Jazz.
Thank you.
That was the Kansas City-based trombonist, improviser, composer, and educator Brian Scarborough with a brand new album. That was the tune Empty Bottles off the 2020 CD, The Sunflower Song. He has been all over this town with so many outfits, and this CD is a big feat for him, and it comes during a global pandemic. He talked about that during a recent interview with the show.
Maybe it will be an exciting thing for somebody to come across, or maybe somebody will enjoy it amidst all of this chaos, you know, even though it comes out in a couple months, who knows where we'll be. So it just felt kind of right to just go ahead and continue to work on it.
Let's move on into a little old world Kansas City jazz next. Here's Louis Forbstein's Royal Syncopators with the tune That's All There Is from the old days off the 2007 CD Kansas City Jazz. Swing on, baby.
This is London-based jazz fusion guitarist Jules Hay, and you're listening to my album, From London to Little London, right here on Neon Jazz Radio, coming your way from Kansas City. Thank you.
That was veteran and storied saxophonist, composer, and educator Dave Glasser with the tune Crossover off his 2014 CD by the same name. Along with the quality music, he has been a faculty member at the New School for over 24 years, proud to have developed many of today's younger jazz musicians. We caught up with this native New Yorker to talk about what it's like to be around greatness and carrying on that jazz torch.
It's a hell of a thing to try to to realize that, you know, with all these masters that have touched so many of us, that those in my generation, that we are now charged with somehow carrying on this great tradition and this great music and this great spirit. It's very humbling, quite honestly, but I'm very appreciative for all the opportunities that I had. Brush shoulders with the people that I have.
So one of the first shows Dave ever saw live was from legendary tenor sax cat, the Gentle Giant, Mr. Dexter Gordon. And as we get into the tune Lullaby for a Monster, listen to Dave explain.
Well, the one that stands out to me the most is I was a big Dexter Gordon fan. He was like my first major influence. This would have been in the late 70s. He made a record called Homecoming, Live at the Village Vanguard, double album, with Woody Shaw and Ronnie Matthews. They were playing at the Vanguard, and so I asked my father if I could go. I guess I was, 15, 16, something like that. And they took me to there. So that was probably the one that was most prominent in my mind.
Thank you.
We wrap things up here with the great British jazz fusion guitarist Jules Hay with the tune Maraca to Blue off the 2020 CD London to Little London. It's a great one, and we're glad that he reached out to the program to give us his music. So it's with that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a cross-cultural cat with panache, the Neon Beats Mr. John Christopher. Reach out to us. Let us know what's going on. We always dig it. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time, support all of the arts and enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Jazz.